Seeing with Heavenly Insight, March 22. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. A constant battle is going on between satanic agencies and heavenly intelligences. Satan is playing the game of life for the souls of men. If all could see the undercurrent of specious temptations, if they could realize the apparently heavenly appearance of satanic deceptions, far greater caution would be shown. There would be far more distrust of human wisdom and far more dependence upon God. But, when our spiritual eyesight is blinded, we do not discover the marked incidents that have taken place to turn the footsteps of God's people from safe paths into paths that are slippery and unreliable. The Lord would mold and fashion the life aright, and establish the feet upon the rock of ages. But, when men are self-centered and self-exalted, the angels sorrow, for they know that seeds of terrors will be dropped into the minds of others, to spring up and produce their crop. The only safety for any soul is to walk humbly with God. Then men will watch unto prayer. They pray, merely, with the lips, when the heart does not unite with the prayer. Many have so beclouded their own minds with self-importance, that they have been very confident, where they would do well to be distrustful and cautious. If men could see how easily self and spiritual pride become woven with supposed devotion to the work of God, and how, when this takes place, they are left to mar the work, and set the weaver's pattern all awry, they would pray, "Anoint mine eyes with the heavenly eye salve, that I may see all things correctly." Unless there is increased humility of heart and purity of action, things will be done that will lead to a whole train of mistakes. One mismove, because of a lack of faith, has led to many disastrous circumstances. It does not appear such a great evil to let Satan rule and obtain the victory in little things, even when eternal interests are involved. But one misstep leads to a succession of missteps, and then to jealousy, and evil surmisings of the very one and the very things that God would have succeed. When will the people of God learn wisdom? The true religion of Jesus Christ has first to do with the mercy and grace of God in our daily experiences. God in Christ is ever nigh us, yes, nigh unto all them that call upon Him in simplicity and sincerity, realizing their great need of that wisdom that comes down from above. Remember the former things of old,